Go ahead, Eliza. Do you have a question for Ion?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Sugar.
I started looking into Chateau de Beauregard.
You can say Beauregard, too, honey. Beauregard's all right.
Beauregard.
No. Let's get some south in your mouth, honey. This will help you. Say Beau. Repete. Beau.
Re.
Guard.
Guard.
You can add nine. Guard. You can add 9 or 10 extra syllables in the SBI.
Yeah, they pronounce it a little differently.
We don't.
Fine with me. So it was built around 1545.
Wrong. No, there is no time. There isn't time. Those archetypes won't get you very far, darling.
So can you say it was built around a certain time period?
No. It's not finished yet.
It's unfinished, yeah. They did say it was unfinished.
Well, wait now. You just said you're saying it was built, and now you're saying it's unfinished from 1400s. Now, which is it? Is it built or is it not?
They said it was built around 1545, but they also mentioned it wasn't finished.
So it's a work in progress. That's our point. See, y'all get on to us because we kind of like we're direct and very literal. But then when we ask you and quiz you about it, you agree that it's still being built now. So Chateau Beauregard then is under construction.
Yeah, we can say that. It was under construction. And they said it was built upon the orders of Francis I so that he can carry out his passion for hunting. Was there another reason why he gave the orders for that chateau to be built?
Because he had to.
So he can use it for what purposes?
To help Roxy figure out where the 12th one is.
And that one still hasn't been figured out. Okay.
And this one hadn't even been finished yet. This is what's so hysterical. But then we get on the radidio. Listen to the radio. We get on the radidio and say that these things haven't been found yet. They haven't been built yet. They're old, and they haven't been built yet. And now you're all of a sudden saying that the Wikipedia says everything is under the Wikipedia. Julian Assange is fixing to leave that Hungarian little goulash place. Don't worry about that. Anyway, the Wikipedia's got it in there that these things ain't even finished. Well, how are they supposed to connect stuff when they're not even finished? You mean to tell us that you can complete this castle to make it work, to sort of point to the glib, cliched, archetypal, 12th superfluous castle? How intriguing, Mr. Corso.
Has it been finished and completely built in another world?
No. Chateau de Blois has, but not that one.
Why was the construction never finished?
Because you would find it if it were finished.
Oh, so the 12th castle was not meant to be found?
Not yet. It wouldn't be an interesting show if we gave the punchline, would it? We put that mess in the Wikipedia, and then all of a sudden it's not important or fun. So we had to make it not be until you get all caught up, and then it can be, and then it'll be, hooray, yay, happy birthday. It's a good thing. Then you'll get it all figured out. But if we give you the punchline, it's not very funny, is it?
I, myself, like it when I'm given the punchline. I'm not very good.
Well, honey, we've done everything. We've done every bit of it we can do except cram it down your throat hole, honey.
But you said that the chateau was not meant to be found, not yet. What has to be done for it to be found? Like,
Y'all have to catch up.
And that's
you
a work
to
in
pack,
progress.
Right? You got to pack, right? Well, that's relative. But you got to pack, right? You got to find out who you are. Find out who you are. When you know who you are and you pack right, you're going to have a good trip. Oh, wait, Bethel Goodman told you that. No, not us. Now, you know, the one from Fife, Alabama. That's the one.
So it wasn't meant to be found, not yet. Okay.
But you own it now because now you've got a point to ask, you see. Now you have a connector to ask. Describe specifically a fractal that is not completely connected to its receptor. Its practical perfunctory task includes what applications?
What it needs to be connected to another fractal?
No, it would be connected itself to a fractal as a complete circuit.
I was thinking about electricity or something.
Okay. We like electricity. Our panties, we were thinking about panties.
Panties thrown onto the stage.
There you go, make it into a jibber-jabber quilt. Yeah, that's right.
How about the portrait gallery? It was the most important room in the chateau.
It's the only one that's not on 12 Rue de la Fontaine.
What's 12 Rue de la Fontaine?
The place that room is not.
Is that room inside the chateau?
Yes.
Is that a location, the place you just mentioned? Rue de la Fontaine?
Yes. Sillettes, France.
So the portrait gallery is in the chateau, but it's not in the Rue de la Fontaine. What kind of place is the Rue de la Fontaine, and how is it significant to the chateau?
It's the address of the chateau, apparently.
Let's look that up.
My baloney has the first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has the second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. If you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. Okay. Did you find it?
Yeah, I did. 12 Chemin de la Fontaine, 41120, Sillettes, France.
Yeah, but that room is in that building, but not at that address. Now, go figure that one out. Yeah, Palmer. That's it, Palmer. Yeah, Palmer.
So if someone was to visit the chateau, do they see the portrait room?
Well, you have to go see, if you see. See?
Would it be there?
See? If it saw, see? Remember when we did the seesaw, and where was you when lightning struck the flying genie? That's another example of the connect the dots. Dot, dot. You go dot, you go dot. Fifth element, dot. That's a good one, dot. That points you to Flauston Paradise. Dot.
Flauston Paradise?
Flauston, yes.
How do you spell Flauston? Oh, in the fifth element?
Yes. F-H-L-O-S-T-O-N. Mm-hmm.
So that's where the fifth element comes in.
Dot.
Dot, dot. Okay.
Dot.
Well, dot. The 327 portraits of the famous people, were they all parallel world travelers?
Most all of them were, yes.
Okay. The portraits are mostly of French kings, their queens, ministers, marshals, diplomats, etc., and 25 people of other nationalities. So most
yes.
of them. Was Jefferson related to any of them or to any of
them? He was. Yes, he was.
Was he under a different name when in what
he case? Had a nom de plume.
Good discovery, Eliza. Is Chemin de la Fontaine, Chemin de la Fontaine, a gallery? Or is it that place where all the portraits are in one of the castles? That's what we're talking about?
That portrait room isn't in that chateau, but it is. It's in that building, but it's not at that address. The geographics, it's a what you call a redneck holodeck, Bob.
Okay, Carolyn says, asked if it's in another world.
It's a holodeck.
Okay.
Not another world, it's a holodeck.
Okay, Chemin de la Fontaine, is that a gallery, Eliza?
That's actually where the chateau is located, the address.
That's
the
city,
the chateau.
That's the address.
Which chateau? Which chateau?
The Beauregard.
Chateau
okay.
de Beauregard.
Right. So the Chemin de la Fontaine is the street address for Chateau Beauregard. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So
all right,
Chemin
go
de
ahead.
La Fontaine. And then it says Salette, yeah. France. So that's interesting, Salette.
A nom de plume is a substitute name.
Pen name, yeah.
Yeah, pen name for Jefferson. So Jefferson's real name is not Thomas Jefferson, is what Ian is saying.
Edgar Ryleman.
Is that the nom de plume, or is that who he really is?
Well, he really is Thomas Jefferson, but in this connection, he's Edgar.
Edgar Ryleman, is that R-I-L-E-M-A-N?
Yes, like the auditorium.
Okay.
You know where the Grand Ole Opry is? Where the Grand Oh, there you go, Bob. That's a good one, dude. You don't have to do it right this thing because I know you got lots to do. But don't forget to do your Loretta Lynn. That'd be good from the Grand Ole Opry. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. My man, you'll never win my man or something.
Or something.
That one?
Or, yeah, that rhymes with something in the watermelon hay. We don't know how to all those.
Yeah.
Okay, now go ahead, darling. Go ahead. Mob's got to cue up the Victrola. He has to crank the Victrola. It winds down sometimes.
So, Edgar Ryleman, which family specifically was he a part of?
The House de Chambeau.
Oh, because I remember when we were talking about him and the Monticello house, the San Martin family, and a few other names were mentioned.
Mostly the House of Dorchester. Marc de Champagne. The Champagne region.
Well, he was very much into wine.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that Edgar Ryleman had something to do with the Chateau Chambord, and that was actually Thomas Jefferson under another name. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
That's correct. She connects Dot. You got it. Dot. You got it. You go, Dot. Dot.
Dot Ture, T-U-R-E, works at the Interior Gallery of Ontario, Art Gallery of Ontario. Dot Ture, D-O-T-T-U-R-E, old lady. I have one of her books. Never read it, but she used to be at CKLN. Dot Ture, T-U-R-E.
Dot.
You say the word dot, I go into that jukebox response.
Nice. I like the jukebox. The E5. Did the jukebox.
E5.
E5.
You want the
E5? Put E5. You put your nickel.
Put your nickel
in the slot first.
Was Edgar Ryleman working closely with Francis I?
Bob Neverett. Yes. Pretty close.
Really?
But listen. Listen, Eliza. Edgar Ryleman is Thomas Jefferson. But he used the name Edgar Ryleman over in France. And technically, why would he be working with someone 200 years before him, King Francis I, unless Jefferson was way back there also? Well, yeah, we know that Jefferson never died, never transitioned, so maybe he was already happening. I went to school with Jefferson, maybe back in Assyria or someplace, or Altamira Caves, way back there, Ion?
You know you ain't educated, Bob. It ain't been no damn schooling.
Well, yeah,
dumb as a sack of hammers. He ain't got no education. What are you talking about?
I went to the cave. I hung out in the cave. I did the Eleusinian drug bullshit. Eleusinian mystery, man. I was pretty good at it.
Crazy.
Okay, so this is getting interesting. What was Francis I's relationship to Bob Neverett?
By the king, a proclamation for supporting rebellion and sedition.
Hey, he's working for me. It's just another spinoff of Ofanel.
Yeah, was it Ofanel that Francis I was connected to, working with?
Yes.
And Carolyn was there too, Eliza. Ask about Carolyn.
can you tell us a little about Connie's role?
She was an orchestrator.
Be like Nina in Fringe?
A bit. Only she's prettier than Nina.
Now, Roxy was part of that scene too, right? Was she had a certain another role in there, in the mix?
Yes. No, she would be the other Olivia.
Oh, okay, very good.
That's why it gets all sideways.
Well, that's new information. Okay. Thanks for evoking that, Eliza.
Well, it's interesting that Hoffenau was working with Francis I, who ordered the Chateau de Chambord to be built. Was that completed too, or was that also left incomplete?
It's not complete. It's not complete. It's left a bit incomplete.
So what's the deal with leaving these chateaus incomplete? What did they not want people to figure out?
Oh, that, see, this is perfect. Go ahead, Bob. You got it queued up. Play the Victrola.
Eliza, I understand that nobody was saying, okay, we'll stop here. The little people can't understand it. King Francis and them were little people themselves, or they couldn't do it. They went as far as they could do. No, I may be wrong, but that's how I'm taking it. Now, if they were eternal people and Leonardo da Vinci and that were part of it, maybe they did know, like Thoth, how far to go in the Emerald Tablets. Do you want to make a distinction, Ion, there?
No, we like it.
Were
We've never done that before, by the way. Just agreed. We don't do that. So just note that. Mark a little line in the sand, Bob.
Yeah, but Ion agreed. Ion gets lazy. Okay, that was at 5:22, 5:23, my time. Ion.
We're sorry, he's not available right now, but if you leave your name and number and a brief detailed message, we'll return your message at our earliest convenience. Beep!
Right. He agrees with Bob. I'll put never happened before.
Oh, gosh, don't
never
rub it
happened.
In. Don't rub it in, Bob. It's, yeah, that's ridiculous.
All actions get documented here in the minutes. Never happened before.
Call Walter Winchell.
Ion, were they ascended, Francis I and
We would
Leonardo?
Say yes. We would say yes.
So if they were, then they had a specific reason to not complete the chateaus. It was up to them. They did not complete, or was this something preventing them?
No, you had the question. You said the question. Were they desiring not to complete it consciously is your question. Maybe you better ask it.
Did they
or not. Either way, try and look it.
Well, Ion, did they decide not to complete the chateaus for a reason?
The answer is yes.
Okay, so now we'll play the song. And this is Loretta Lynn. You ain't woman enough to take my man.
He's in love with me. Well, I don't know where that
Wasn't that wonderful? That was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Well, I got the meaning. Do you realize, Eliza?
Yeah, anything that comes between us and Bob, you better look out. You better know that.
Right.
That's for sure.
Yeah, it's all about people fighting for the sexual favors of Connie or Carolyn. That's what's going on here.
No, actually, it's non-physical, Bob. It's non-physical. It's
non-physical.
It's got to be
about
us. It's not about you, Bob. It's, it is involving you, but it's not about you. See, that's the difference. It is the one that gets caught. That's all that is.
I get caught. Okay. Let's just go back. Did I make all the sound effects?
You did nice. It was pretty good. You cranked the Victrola beautifully. It's very good. Do you keep practicing on this? We're going to get you some work in the radio, Bob. It'll be good.
That's really good what you've uncovered here, Eliza. It's excellent.
It's
very nice. It's a nice. Now stop. Hold on. We understand, and that's good. Happy days. Now, Palmer, you've got a ley line that you set. You've connected the houses, the holograms, the ley lines, the grid, Bob's goober trouble, and you've got it all the way up into connecting of a fractal. So you've got a great big tiger by the tail right here. Now, we can take you to Buck Owens and get a tiger by the tail, but we don't want to overtax Bob. He's sensitive. We don't want to get too far down the rabbit hole. So now ask some more questions, but just know you're laying out something here. It's a quilting bee, as it were. So, Bob, do they have to throw their panties up on stage now to start sewing, or do we just sort of play with it?
Yes, that would help. That would help get non-physicals.
Okay, so get your foundational garments ready to go, yo.
That's
so
very
I can continue?
Yeah,
well, I don't think so. where's your panties? I don't see your panties. Throw your panties up here, Eliza.
They must have been thrown on another world, on another world stage.
No, I can't say that.
Ask the next level. Ask the next level, because you're trying to connect the fractal. Well, we think you're trying to connect the fractal. We don't know if you're going to be successful or not, but you think that that's what you're trying to connect. But it's okay. Just ask your next crazy question. Let's see if we can help it along. We're going to have to,
Eliza, help God.
We got to help God. We got to help God, Bob.
Yeah, right. I do have the panties. Smell those, Carolyn.
Okay. moving on.
What a fragrance. A bouquet garnier.
It's all so, like cheese.
My question.
Like cheese.
Really, Bob? Okay.
Guave cheese.
Careful, you'll be on a yeast cleanse. You be careful.
Okay, go with your next question.
So, Francis I, they did have a reason for not completing the construction on these chateaus. Will you tell us what that reason was?
Yes, it's for now. You're proving these time-held traditions that are timeless are now. They're not then. They're now. And they're so now, they're not even here yet. They're your future now. It's how you can rewrite timelines. It's laid out very nicely in Fringe. Y'all kind of balk at this, but yeah, if you did your homework, you'd be on up to snuff, and we wouldn't have to be telling you where to tell you to look for things, to tell you things. But if you connect the dots, you can find yourself changing in different lines. Sometimes you wake up. Bart made reference earlier. Ion sounds like a different Ion tonight. Well, okay, that's his perspective. From a new timeline that connects in his regional, however dim, perspective. Okay?
Yeah,
and maybe
Eliza, Bart typed that on the chat line. He said, mine sounds different tonight.
That's a notation, you see, from a perspective. Now, biases are as true as your history.
Yeah.
Oh,
any communication
is
a distortion, Ion. Any communication is a distortion.
Maybe every communication.
Yes, is a distortion. That's Harold Innes' book, The Bias of Communication, which...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
Bless his little heart. Bless his heart.
Yeah, I brought up Stephanie McLuhan. It is not advisable to bring up Stephanie McLuhan or Mike at this point.
Well,
we haven't heard those days.
You're gonna piss off Korean, not us. It's okay with us.
Yeah. You don't want to do that. Okay, so Eliza,
so
let's bring in Bart to see what he has to say about that. About this distortion.
For all the news across the world, it is the new now non-functional nature. Yay.
Yeah.
A distortion.
What are you noticing, Bart? What are you noticing?
Well, in particular, I'm noticing that Ian is more straightforward and maybe saying more than they did before they departed.
Well, that's not the tone. That's not the accent.
You're talking about
what they do information-wise.
Information-wise, the words were sort of further and fewer between, and there were sound anomalies before, I would say, instead of that they depart, because I know that you're everywhere and you're always there, but maybe people didn't seem to hear you on the calls as far as they perceived.
What calls? What are you talking about, Bert? Like, come on.
The payday calls.
Well, there's been lots of them. Are you talking about the last 2 days, last 2 weekends?
No. It's since Ian's quote-unquote absence or seeming absence.
What about it? What about the absence? Now you brought up another topic.
There was a difference in the information that they were providing shortly before that absence versus how they're speaking now, which is very straightforward.
Okay, yes, that is true. There seems to be more willingness to express itself. I discussed with Ian Bart, I did this a few days ago, and I talked to Ian, and he said it's because Bob has arrived at a fucking fantastic platform, and so much can flow. Is that accurate, Ian, or I have nothing to do with this?
No, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You're all doing pretty well as far as that goes. So now it's maybe the road less traveled can take a little more straight on.
Yeah, I had a sense that there was something maybe achieved, if that's the right word, that allowed this more free-flowing. Okay.
Well, now, Achieve Radio, that's Bill's. That's Bill. Well, Bill's wife.
Yeah,
it's actually Bill's wife.
Yeah.
It's really Bill's wife. But anyway, it's good. Yeah, that's Bill's. Achieve Radio, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely we accomplished a lot. During what you thought was no Ian, there was a lot being done, and a lot of success came out of that. And that's why it's a bit different now.
That's by what it was. He won't know, so it'll be safe. Don't worry. It's okay. It'll end in tears, but it's going pretty good right now.
I'm sure he's sworn to some discretion there.
Oh, decorum. Yeah, that's right. Put Bob in the better and the road less traveled of decorum. That'd be nice.
Well, let me. I guess regarding this subject, and let me ask
you
this:
may.
Was it
no.
those particular? Okay. So this transition from the Hexed through the Hexed to the N-Gon, that occurred. Simultaneous with the events that occurred?
It's becoming.
What is the point, Ion? We went from the Octad last September to the N-Gon. Now, that's what you're saying, Ion?
Do.
And you said it's becoming. Does that mean that what you're referring to as the N-Gon is becoming?
Well, you're recognizing it as the N-Gon. It was before. See, that's the rub.
So we're getting a clearer picture of what that is.
So far.
Where we were, okay.
You say we're clearer. You say you can hear it. You say it is. So, is it?
Yeah,
I have
Bert,
to say it is.
Level, you know, there is, as you ask, you have to cancel out your question slightly knowing that you have the answer to it. So you're engaging the extension of asking something outside yourself, Ion, apparently outside yourself, about something. You always have to be aware that the answer is already happened for you.
Well, right. So, but just for the sake of distortion, for distortion's sake, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Being aware of that, Are there qualities that the N-gon possesses that you could note are different from the previous, maybe octad, septad and octad areas? Or
you're chiming the violin now.
Chiming it?
Yes.
Meaning that, is it matching something, chiming, or?
No, well, you want it to, but it's not.
Chiming sounds like a grandfather clock chimes.
Well, actually, it strikes, chimes,
strikes.
Yes.
As in strike of the violins?
Okay.
Similar connotation.
Okay.
Okay, that's
yes.
Good, Bert. Very good. And go ahead, Lynn. You have a question?
Your own.
I wanted to say hello to you, and I was just listening to the Wednesday show and just feel so good that I'm back listening and being a part of it again.
So, Lynn, what's happening in your running? You said a lot about your body the last couple of years, and you haven't been on here for six or many months. What has improved or not in your body and running since you spoke 8 months ago?
Well, it's effortless. Everything is just joy and effortless.
But you're not
really
going to go to the
right
Olympics?
No, I'm really not. I'm interested in running for myself and enjoy, and I keep thinking about you with that team up in Canada when they were running on the track, and you said, slow down, have fun.
Yeah, I told those guys, get a life.
You
the guys
did.
Jogging on the college track.
So I just got back from Australia, so I'm getting back into the swing of things with the time. Well, there is such a thing with time change, but
you're visiting your friend? You're visiting the coach?
I visited. Lorraine is down there. Her mother transitioned, so she's been down there since before Christmas. So I didn't see her, but I was close. I was in Melbourne and then did a couple of other tours up there. Met a lot of companies and whatnot with industrial hemp.
Is that what
I've
you're working with now, industrial hemp?
I am one of the 13 license holders in the state of Oregon to grow and cultivate industrial hemp. So, yeah, I'm working heavily, and through my naturopathic doctor friend, he connected me with a gentleman who supposedly invented the decorticator. So, yeah.
You did not smoke marijuana when you were younger, correct?
Heck no, and I don't smoke it now. And this is industrial hemp.
Yes.
This is what you can build buildings with, the CBD oils without THC. Animals can eat it, hemp seed protein powder, you name it. That's the baby I'm in.
Ryan, these industrial hemp products, how do they compare to us, or is there any connection, or are we going to help them, or are they going to help us? Do you have a comment on that, Ryan?
Hemp is hemp.
Yes, and the I-cell is I-cell. Do the twain ever meet?
It can, but, do you want oil, wax, resin, rope, cloth, pulp, paper, fuel? Which hemp will you want to do?
Both. All of it. In fact, I'm working with a Colorado-based company who pretty much takes the whole plant and utilizes it. All those words you just said is exactly what he talks about. And he went to Australia with me as well. Yeah, they're even looking at graphene with hemp now, with the supercapacitors, firing the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your take is on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on your cultivation method. See, Bob, what you're talking about, the dope part, or the THC, it has like none, or like 1% or some trace amount. So this isn't going to get you high, and it probably won't make you fat if you eat a lot of it. Well, I don't know. It could make you fat if you really, really, really eat a lot of it, but probably wouldn't be the most fun thing that you ever want to do. But this isn't an LSD trip, Bob. What this is just taking advantage. We can have a conversation about corn the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But now, if you are talking about the new carbon and how it may connect to Bob, see, Bob, we have to make it be about Bob or he'll hang up the radio. He won't stay on the radio if you don't talk about Bob. The hemp does have some level of amino acid properties that are close into the strength of a hemp rope. It comes from the carbon in that plant. The carbon is what makes it strong. It builds up the fiber stronger.
You know, this is really strange, Ryan, but my ear, because I took myself off mute, I have my phone close to I'm holding it with my shoulder, And it was really strange, but there's a huge vibration I'd never heard before on the phone.
Yeah, that's right. You get that. You get that. Yeah, you get that. It's fun. And see, that connection is connects. That's what connections do. They connect. That's the point.
Wow. It kind of went through my whole body, too.
Yeah, it's bubble. And sometimes it's distracting. Some people, they have these fabulous, best questions ever, but they get so in the mode or the zone. It jiggles them, so it's like going to the jiggle hut. They get to the jiggle hut, and they can't think about nothing else but throwing dollar bills at the strippers. You see, it's what happens. So now you got to get past that. So some people have that as an experience all the time. They have to step back, regroup, catch themselves. Or how you say, when you get your heart rate too high, you have to level it off, bring yourself back down so that you don't build up lactic acid in your muscles. Then you can bring it back, and then you're able to regroup or refuel or reset yourself for your pace, so then you can go up, climb up crazy hills and down all kinds of up and down, and everything a rabbit can do to a stump. But then you are able to embrace it. Okay. Now, George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were the biggest supporters of hemp growing ever.
Yes.
Yeah, we had to link this back because they got all about the Thomas Jefferson and the Edgar process. And hooking it back to Bob. We've got to get it all plugged back into Bob. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is the changing of carbon going to affect the hemp that she's working with?
Well, the lanolin part, or the linoleic acids, they'll be affected by the ratio of changing of the carbon.
Will it stay under the rules and regulations of the Department of Agriculture?
They're going to change.
Could they destroy our crops?
If you want to, but probably not.
No. I already know. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. They're going to do whatever they're going to do. You know, get tore up about it. But the good news is you're the creator and you create it. And if they come blow it up, then you make one better. So it's fine. You never have to be concerned about the inky, misty darkness that's on the way out to get you. Because otherwise you're exposing yourself that you're gettable to God. Because if you're gettable to God, then they got you already. And if they've already got you, you needn't get to worry about that either. Come and kiss me, slobber lips. I'm thirsty. Come on, get me. Just like Jesus said to Judas, whatever it is you're going to do, just go and do it. Just go and do whatever you're going to do, and it'll be all right. Now, I'm going to be right here, and we're going to come back. We're going to talk about this again. But right now, you just please yourself. Do whatever you want to do. It'll come out wash day. Don't you worry about it. It's fine. Now, all of a sudden, the big bad boogeyman, when you start pointing at him and start making fun of the size of his very minute or his infantile genitalia, the boogeyman just despises when you point at, because they've already throwed their panties on the stage to make the big quilt already, see? So he's completely and totally, utterly exposed. When you start pointing out what a small little tee-tee the boogeyman's got, guess what happens? He gets all bashful, and then he don't want to mess with you no more.
That's
the conversation
right
you're
now.
Trying, and that's what you're trying to separate yourself from the mix of anyway, yes?
Yes, yes.
The oil is good. Be very careful with the way you don't want to make this biodiesel, and you don't want to make this fuel. There's better things to do with that. Although burning it is great because you're putting more of our good stuff in the environment, and that's good.
Yeah.
And your change is doing great because even when you get in weird elevations, you're adjusting perfectly because now what happens is you are able to run and you don't find that you need oxygen because you don't, and you're finding that.
No, exactly. Today, certainly, yes, I get this. It's so true.
And you don't notice it. So that's good.
No, that's why everything, sometimes I look back and go, did I just run?
That's right. Well, but see, your body is catching up to it. Now, I mean, other people aren't as fortuitous as you because they suffer when they have altitude changes and that kind of stuff. They suffer because the new environment, the world is changing. You're changing and adapting to it, to your environment.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Armstrong tried that too, but he tried to do it with doping. And you
need an RNA drop.
So,
yeah.
Very good.
Okay. Very good, Lynn. So you got a little extra time. I'm glad I brought you
in.
Yeah,
thank you.
You didn't deserve it. You haven't been attending properly.
No.
Oh, Lord, suffering cats. It's all right,
I'll
honey. It's
Kentucky
all right.
On Tuesday.
Don't ever
I'll
leave
say
again.
Hi to you. I'm in Kentucky.
Get development interest in Frank Zappa and Mars McLuhan, and it'll serve you well. Question 218, go ahead and ask.
The Palladio connection with Thomas Jefferson, is that something I should research more about?
Yes, find out the details, and then you'll have very brilliant questions, and we will develop it further, Mr. Corso.
What about Cashel Palace?
Nah, not so much. It's kind of a wannabe.
The natural bridge that was on the property that Jefferson purchased in Virginia?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's also something I should, you know, be focusing on for next time?
Yes, you could, because it connects into a fractal, because that's what attaches to that closet over the bedroom, which is a portal. Beep, 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 beep.
Howdy, Ion.
Hey. How's your mom or Niam?
Oh, my mom or... Yeah, you tell me. She's not here anymore.
Well, well. How intriguing, Mr. Corso.
It is intriguing. Where'd she go?
In between.
Ion, was there something... interesting that's different about the last place I lived in Oakland versus this place here, because they feel different and my cat is happier.
Yeah, you're more grounded. It's more grounded. The grounding is different.
There's a lot more water here. Does that have anything to do with it?
And a lot less oxygen, yes.
Less oxygen, really?
Yeah, it's getting better for you.
You mean inside the place or outside the whole area?
Inside's out.
It almost seems like there would be more.
We know, but we're trying to get you.
You're trying to get me.
Yeah, ready for the new environment. The new environment has no oxygen.
Yeah, no, I know. We don't need oxygen.
Yeah, so the less oxygen for you is better, but you don't want to do it all at once. Dr. Dean says you got to go a little bit at a time, because you fight and you mean and you talk back and you're hateful and you're not nice and all that kind of stuff. So you got to go little by little by little, so you don't get messed up, you see, so you don't trip on your own goo.
Are you saying that less oxygen makes people mean, or are you talking about me in particular? I'm mean, not nice.
Oh, just you in particular. As she giggles, yes.
Yeah, well, that's something I tell myself.
Suits us.
Okay, Greg or Jenny, you got a point you want to make?
Greetings and hallucinations.
Macerations to you, too.
Thank you. Mars, ice, deuterium, and living water.
Yes.
Did I get this correct in that they can analyze the, I guess, emanations of deuterium from the planet Mars and use that to reference how much water was on Mars at one point?
No, how much is water? They're using something to prove that water is. And they can't do that, but they're saying there's flowing ice. And so you had to have a minus pH to have ice at that temperature. Otherwise, it couldn't be. There wouldn't be room for it. So basically, they're using that. It's what they're going to use to prove that your living water exists.
And that water does contain deuterium, both Mars water and living water?
Not the way you know it. See, deuterium you know it would be rough. Heavy water is more than you can stand. But in the new environment, that becomes normal.
Exactly.
The same way used to, x-rays were dangerous, and now x-rays really aren't dangerous anymore. Just because your resistance and tolerance has changed. You notice that? They even changed the number of rads that your body is and can stand and can be. Because otherwise you'd have to amber it out to say, this can't be here anymore because it's too radioactive. Now that becomes just a fun hot spot. It becomes a new playground.
And the same will, of course, take place with the quantity of oxygen in our atmosphere. Some will adjust to it more quickly than others, depending on their environment.
Well, and conditional responses.
Affect and effect. Very good.
Fish are going to have the hardest time of getting used to it because that's what they're based on is oxygen.
I think the oceans exist in a parallel world. It never ceases to amaze me how much they can harvest out of the oceans continually, nonstop. And I'm like, well, they got to be pulling these fish, crustaceans, mammals, whatever they're harvesting from parallel worlds. The math doesn't add up.
It's going to increase even more.
Why is that?
You like it.
Why? Is there going to be a greater demand for... I mean, basically, I think I understood what Greg said was all these restaurants and everything that are harvesting all this food to feed the 7 billion people that are on the planet. So, and you're saying it's going to increase. Are there going to be even more people to feed?
No, you're just going to eat more.
In general.
Yeah, you haven't even found out the deliciousness that is krill. You don't even know what that is yet. Whales just love it.
But I thought there was, like, going to be a dying off on the number of people, so the lower people, but more appetites for the ascended who remain.
Do you realize how much ice cream Bob already eats? Like most
I keep
of the
hearing
population,
the Bob ice cream.
Don't, don't even, you can't even imagine. So you'll be able to consume more.
Is Bob's ice cream consumption affecting the polar tilt of the planet? I mean, can we blame
No, but it's certainly affecting the gross national product of Hawaii.
Hey, last time we spoke about the radioactivity of the materials that released from Purple, you jumped quickly over to the Flint River water quality, and it occurred to me that water is going to be the greatest transmitter of contrast for people in the coming moments, and that the water of Purple has vibrationally affected the water in Flint. Is that a correct statement?
We would say yes, but think of it another way. They're using lead pipes, okay? Sure. And then they have water that leached the lead, leached into the pipe. Well, wait a minute, it's already a lead pipe. What are you talking about? It really doesn't even hold suit. The environment's changing and starting to becoming more notable. Great fun. And besides, if you're buying real estate in Flint, it's cheap today.
Yeah, and at Three Mile Island, I hear you can get a really good deal on some
commercial a condo for nothing. You're right. And don't forget Chernobyl. Chernobyl, there's still good values there, too. It's right up there.
Yeah, that's all going to change once they entomb it, though. You know, then the land prices are really going to go up because they'll say it's safe.
Yay. We like safe.
Very good. It sounds like the corrosion inhibitor issue for the piping is really just a scapegoat, and even if they had corrosion inhibitor, the argument would then be, oh, we didn't add enough corrosion inhibitor, because it's obvious they're adding it now, and
well,
lead
it's
is
just
still
one thing and then another thing. We already said that this planet is going to do itself. From the little man's perspective, it's going to do it itself, and now that's what's happening. And you guys don't even flinch anymore. There was a day if they made that kind of announcement, you'd go blow your brains out. It's the end of the world as we know it. And we did got you all pimped up for it, because you're like, well, that's just another natural disaster, no big deal. It's just little men. We're not going to miss them. We're not going to send flowers. We're not going to cry. We're not going to poop and get all upset and tore up about it. It's what we knew was coming, so no worries. You know you're in the soup when your drug dealers start getting high on their own supply.
Intent without thought has been having some significant affects and effects for me recently. And this sneezing that I go through and intent without thought seem to be linked, Ion. There's some non-physical here. Can you describe for me that link?
It's the difference between intention and deliberate intention. Deliberate intention includes thought.
And the corollary of that is that the other intent doesn't require thought.
Correct. And there's no action you take that changes it. But then in the other way, it just dissipates and goes away on its own.
And as it says in the Bible, the Father in heaven knows your thoughts before you do.
The thinking stump. So if you knew in the future what your thought's going to think, that thinking thought must have thought that you would think it. Otherwise, the thinking thought couldn't thunk. Yes.
Therefore, thought is not required for intent.
It certainly is not a thinking man's game. Good.
Exactly. I'm watching my son react to his first semester at university, and because he grew up in an environment where, you know, we've all been taking the drop since they've been out, and, you know, with Virginia here and our discussions, his awareness is pretty voluminous compared to his fellow universitians. And he has gotten counterparts. He's gotten incredibly depressed at how fucked up everything is. And it's been said the truth will set you free, but at first it might just make you miserable. Do you have any advice to help him get over this hump?
Stop looking at the world as though you're judged by it. He's looking at the world if this is the best there is. This is ridiculous. You can't get that from here.
That's exactly what he's doing. This is the best it is. Go ahead, Bob.
Greg, we're waiting for him to call what youth. I told you, don't call what youth. I declared it. You fucked up, man. You won't make it. So you get him on that phone there and his sister.
Will do. Sorry, continue, Ion.
Sure, go ahead.
That advice to Austin would be stop letting the world judge you. Do I get that
no.
right?
No. He's depressed because he sees how you, your words, how fucked up the world is. And now he's at university trying to better himself in a world that if he was the very best top creme de la creme, it wouldn't be worth going. It wouldn't be worth having. You gain all the tactile, visceral knowledge and knowing in the whole wide world, and you end up a graduated scholar like Bob, where you're so smart nobody can even understand you.
But, Ion, there are other reasons that he's at university, like just for, because I think Austin is already aware enough to know that the things that he's learning are not significant. They're not going to make or break him.
Yes.
Because he's got a completely different destiny, a path, a predestined type of thing, as we kind of all know. So,
oh, is he a primitive Baptist, too?
No, he's not a primitive Baptist. But stop. He knows he's a powerful creator in his world, and he has opportunities to create outcomes.
But, Ginny, so he's trying to fit into the world there. He's trying to fit in. He shouldn't have even gone to university. See, he's got a dilemma there. If he's got this superior awareness,
he can overcome it.
Why you send him to university?
Because he has to prove that he can. He's got to beat him at that game. That's how they judge them now, Bob. You know better, but that's just how they judge them, because if you're not an alphabet something, then your word doesn't count. Then you have no value. So then you either have to pony it up and be a god and smoke their damn ass or move on. See, it's becoming a pissing contest. College education today is how they gauge the urethra of how far you can piss.
So he didn't want to think about Ion stuff. You better stop talking about it with him, Greg. Tell him to start reading George Will.
Read James
crazy.
Joyce. Get him James Joyce.
Yeah,
that'll
James Joyce.
Him.
Tell
that'll
him James
him.
Joyce.
That'll fix him.
Yeah, win
fix him at the smart.
Ezra
get him a text that the smart
cantos.
People can't even read. Get him a text that the smart, educated people can't read, and then you win. And it's good. Yeah. And they sit around and educatedly speak about these wonderful pontifications.
The path
Thank
of Bob.
You, Ion, Bob.
Master some text that nobody understands.
I make him listen to Fetty Wap.
Okay, Greg, are you finished?
Okay. Now you said some words.
Thank you, Bob.
Did you get the point? No, do you get the point? It's how these new things come along that are ridiculous. I mean, do you realize they look at 50 Cent like he's somebody of valor? You get
valor.
That right?
Yep.
Well, they
yep,
do.
Yep.
He's like he's now in business. He runs business. He's businesses. He just run around getting high on damn marijuana cigarettes. It's like ridiculous. And it's silly. Silly. So So his education, schooling thing, it's going to be a challenge because it's very challenging to keep your attention when they don't care. See, and he's in school, and he does the thing, and it's silly. But you got to go through the motions.
Who doesn't care, Ian? The teachers don't care? Who doesn't
care? Teachers don't care. The teachers don't care. The scholars don't care. The professors don't care. The deans don't care. Nobody cares.
That's absolutely true, Bob. That's what Austin says. He hasn't met anybody who gives a shit about anything except,
going through the motions.
Well,
did you do your paper? Yes.
Bob,
I'm not
going to
read it. I'm not
going to
judge it. I'm not going to engage it. But did you turn it in? Yes. Okay, then you did what was prescribed. You did what was prescribed. Did you read the book? I don't know.
You
got to
find
out
how everything disappeared. See, Greg, he's got to get into what youth. That's the only. You'll find out some people care.
We'll be going up to have dinner with him, so I will get him on the line. Just so he can tell you his story.
Don't give any preaches.
Everybody loves to tell it.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I'll just tell him somebody wants to talk to him.
How he...
That's right. I'm going to share some Bob knowledge.
He wants to talk to me. Great.
Yes.
Austin, you want to talk to Bob. Bob doesn't talk to you. You talk to Bob. The world doesn't look at you. You look at the world. You know, do that thing on him. Flip it.
That will do. Hey, listen, you know, you got to cut that thing out that you did earlier last evening in giving that session to, what was his name, Grumpy?
Flogger.
That was absolutely brilliant, man. You got to go back and listen to what you evoked. A great summary of five years of Ion.
Didn't he build it up? Tell Ed, he'll delete it. I mean, he'll excerpt it.
What hour was it?
Yeah, he'll probably find it intriguing enough to do on his own, but it is, you told him to make it an excerpt and sell it, so you will recognize some value in it. It was very good, though, Bob. It was very good.
Well, you're welcome. We wish the same for you. We wish you could do that.
That's right, Bob. I can't do anything close, but one of these days, maybe if I try really hard, I'll be able to, you know, contribute something around this place.
It's going to take more work than that.
I just want to add, Ion, I applied the Finnegan's Wake Angel Cipher to the Wake, and it occurred to me that the... What did I say?
It's okay. It's just a Playfair
cipher.
And you decided that one of the letters doesn't fit. Now, which one is it?
Well, what I decided was that it says you can either skip the letter Q or you can replace the I with a J or a J with an I or whatever. There's all different variables that you can do in the cipher.
Yeah.
But what... Here's my basic assumption where I may have made a mistake, and that is that it was going to translate into language that was going to be English, that you're going to be able to read it like English.
Oh, darling, you hope not, because y'all can't read English now. Bob corrects Carolyn, Carolyn corrects Bob, y'all correct Roxy, everybody corrects everybody. You don't talk right. They're saying hyperbole is a hyperbole. They can't read English. They're getting any kind of text, and they can't read north to south. They can't even speak Spanish, and then any other conversation with the southern Spanish, and then it's bonjour, and the next thing you know, your en français is even... Repete. And it's ridiculous. You can't speak, you can't talk, you can't know. You got it so tangled up that if you had it all broken out, you wouldn't know what you broke.
So the result looks more like angel language, like angel talk, like the keys and the air.
As long as you can understand it, that's fine, yes.
Does it require that you translate it and then you speak? Speak the angel language?
No. After a little bit, you'll start to know it. You know when you nod? Let's say you're the maitre d' at a restaurant. You're running things. You can basically, after you learn it, after you get a feel for it, something's going a little bit awry or a little sideways, you read the signs, you can see it. You can just give a nod, and somebody will run over there right quick.
Was the text originally in... angel language, and then James Joyce translated it? So it was another encrypted?
No.
So it was, okay.
No.
So it's not backwards. Okay.
We had to do that. We even had to invent the Playfair issue to be able to get to it. You had to go through a whole lot of stuff. Do you realize the energy that it takes to put all this crap in Wikipedia just so y'all can believe shit? It's amazing. You have to update it constantly. And then you get the Wikipedia just right, and then something else comes along. Then you got a quirk. Then you got to deal with all that. Then you got to get it in before it was in. It was in. So then it happens. You lays it down. You mark it down. Then you record it that it already happened, because if you didn't put it that it already happened, when it happened, when you looked it up in the Wikipedia, if it's not there, it doesn't exist. Then you turn around and you say, oh, no, 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 I can't. It's not in the Wikipedia. It can't be. So if it's not in the Wikipedia, then it can't be.
So to take the angel, A-N-G-E-L, as a five-word key, and then you apply it to the text, and you do it piece by piece until you start to understand it, and that is the way to cipher it.
Indubitably.
And it's not going to be in some English words with semantic meaning that you
recognize.
Well, they might.
Hang on. Get there and then ask again, because see what happens.
Okay.
You play with what you can't do. Now you know what you can't do, and we're thrilled. We want to find out what you can do.
All right. Thank you.
Delicious. You're going to make Bob very happy.
That is my goal. Yes, thank you. God,
that's the reason for living. It's the only reason to live. It's the only reason we hang around, that's for sure.
I know. Even so, help me, Ion. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Help me. Help me make Bob happy.
No worries. That's right. Listen, don't make it hard. Don't overthink it, and don't make it hard. If you don't overthink it, you don't make it hard, and somewhere in the beginning, the middle, or the end with ice cream, you win. It's so good. Used to be Snicker bars, but now we just go with cream. It's good. He's craving them amino acid things, you see.
Lots of amino acids in ice cream, Bob. Very good.
Did you ever see Idiocracy, that movie, Ginny?
I did not.
Okay, in it, it's the dumb people in the future, and they all just suck on a quart thing that my ice cream's in. They have a straw and they just suck on the sugared stuff, and that's what I feel.
Oh,
like.
I heard you say that last night.
On like a dumb guy. Yeah, yeah. Just look at Idiocracy.
Right on.
Just Google YouTube a section. You'll see how they eat. That's what I am. I'm just a slob of the future, sucking on sugar.
Yay! Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, Bob, that's so attractive. I'm a slob from the future, of the future. Very good.
Of the future. You know, Kel's dying.
Yeah, we're just trying to make sure he doesn't become a watcher. That's all we're trying to do. Because there's several points in this timeline, it's timing, where he can become a watcher. And you don't want Bob as a watcher. It'll get ugly. We want him as a creator, not as a watcher.
It'll get ugly. That's the hidden ground
very
of friends. Bob getting ugly as a watcher.
Because he has the attention span of a June bug.
Yeah, that's James Kidney. James Kidney is Bob as an ugly watcher.
He can be September. He can be September. That would be fun.
Oh, very good. So is it Idiocracy? It looks like it's a play on all the superhuman future kind of thing.
Yeah.
It looks kind of funny, actually.
Yeah.
All right, I'll watch it.
Yeah,
I'll watch the whole movie. It looks like it's going to be good.
All right.
Great.
Watch how
thanks,
they suck on their little milkshakes or something. They have no tongue talent. They don't have dumb tongues.